Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, faith of God. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. I'm Bishop Atchison. Again, I'm blessed, I'm privileged, and highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. Let's give God a great, great praise, saints of God. Hallelujah, for He is worthy of the highest praise, and we acknowledge His sovereignty over our lives today. So I pray that your day is blessed wherever you are around the world. It's been another great and exciting week to be citizens of the kingdom of God. And today we're going to come to you with a lesson about Christ-like character. Christ-like character. And we're talking about the fact that being a Christian is more than giving lip service to Christian creeds and credos. It is a part of what we need to become, is an expression of Christ's character. And character is the essence of what makes a person who and what they are. And so we're going to examine some scriptural examples today of Christ and the character traits that He exhibited that we should also emulate and imitate in order to develop the Christ-like character in ourselves. And so we pray that you'll get your Bible, your paper, and pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes and study along with us. Now for a foundational text, we're going to look at a scripture from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. We'll use this as a foundational text for today, and there will be several other scriptures that I will give you as well. But let's go ahead and take a look at Philippians chapter 2, and let's read verse 5. In fact, let's back up just a little bit, and let's just start with verse number 1. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 reads, "If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for your living word. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your presence today, to gather, to learn, to grow, and to know of you. By your Holy Spirit, may we be able to receive the teaching and instruction as we see the example of Christ's character on display in Scripture. May those same characteristics be on display in the lives of those who are listening to my voice today, men, women, and children all around the world. We ask for your Holy Spirit to take root in their lives today, bring us to completion, to perfect us, and to maturity, O God, that we may bear fruit that will bring glory to your name. And we say these prayers and we petition you now for health, wealth, and salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, saints, I welcome you to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. Today we're talking about Christ-like character. And we're going to be looking at some examples of scripture, including our foundational text that we just read, that talks about the characteristics that Christ exhibited as he was in the earth and how we should imitate those same characteristics. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to be identifying some of the key characteristics that Christ displayed, and we want to measure ourselves according to that standard, the standard that Christ has set. We notice in Ephesians, Paul spoke to the church in Ephesus that God had placed some in the church of apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists to equip the saints for work of service, till we all come to maturity and to the full stature of Christ. That if we must measure ourselves against Christ as the perfect standard with which we should strive to meet. And so this lesson is going to fit right in line with that today. And so If we take a look again at our foundational text that we just looked at, we see Paul identified several characteristics that I want us to make note of today so that we can be sure that we can see whether we're growing in maturity in these areas of our life or if there are areas that we need to petition God to help us to grow and to increase in our lives. And so let's take a look again at the text that we just read in Philippians chapter 2. We'll see here that Apostle Paul is writing to the saints in a city called Philippi. And he was putting some preconditions on their salvation and on the display of their salvation. For we realize that being Christian is not just a word. Being Christian is about transformation. It is about being changed from old to new. It is about bearing fruit of righteousness. And so this is consistent with the teachings that Christ gave as he walked the earth. And so it is very important that we identify those areas of our own personal spiritual growth lives to make sure that we are developing or maturing in the right way. So here we are in verse number 1 of Philippians 2. Paul begins by saying, if there's any consolation in Christ, if there's any comfort, if there's any benefit of knowing Christ, if there's any comfort of knowing that you're loved unconditionally, if there's any feeling of connection with God by His Spirit, if there's anything that moves us or causes us to be thankful for the mercies that we have received, he says, fulfill the joy of that he has in his life by being like-minded, being of the same type of benefit to one another that Christ is to us. So we must be Christians toward one another. That is, we should be Christ-like by providing comfort and strength and encouragement for one another. So that's why he says, if there's any comfort of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, then we should have the same fellowship amongst one another. There should be things that move us to show mercy and kindness to each other. And this is how Paul was expressing his desire that those that he was writing to would fulfill his joy by being like-minded. That is, having the same type of attitude that Christ had in his love, his comfort, and the fellowship that the Spirit provides for us, and the mercy that we receive from God. We should also be expression of those same characteristics toward one another if we are to be truly Christ-like. And this is why we're talking today about the character of Christ's life in faith. And so he goes on in verse number 2, he ended by saying, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, meaning that you have the same expressions, you'll be of the same attitude, you will display the same characteristics. He goes on to say, having the same love, not an imitation of this love, but having the genuineness of the love that Christ has for us toward one another. And be on one accord. If you're in fellowship with God by His Spirit, that means if you're expressing or experiencing oneness or communion with God by His Spirit, He said, I want you to be on one accord with each other and of one mind. And if we are exhibiting these qualities and the characteristics that Christ exhibited, Paul went on to say, we will see the verse 3 comes into play. It says, now, if you are like-minded as I've expressed to you, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Let nothing be done to establish yourself as above or superior to one another. In other words, do not try to seek to establish or make a reputation for yourself, which will lead to competition amongst one another. This is how Paul expressed to the early church in Philippi what it is to have Christ-like character and how to develop it and how it should express itself. Say to God, I pray today by the power of the Holy Spirit that each and every one of us, as we listen to this lesson today, will be moved, that we will strive to be an imitation of Christ in the same manner. He goes on to say again in verse 3, let nothing or no thing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind or humility, let each esteem others better than themselves. Now, he doesn't mean to see yourself as less deserving, but to see yourself as equally deserving, as you see your neighbor equally deserving of the same mercy, of the same forgiveness, of the same grace that God has displayed toward us, should be displayed toward each and every one of you. So this goes back in line with how Jesus' teachings lined up by saying, love your neighbor as you love yourselves. This is what Paul is reiterating to the readers here in Philippi, and I pray that the Holy Spirit is making clear to each and every one of us who are listening to this broadcast today. So in verse 4, he goes on and continues, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. It's not so much just saying, oh, I got what I need and I'm satisfied. If you have what you need, then God has a greater responsibility for those who have receive much, are responsible for much, saints of God. So, it's not enough if we have the Christ-like character. If we're like-minded as Christ was, if we have the same love, if we're on one accord and we have one mind, we will not, as Paul says here in this text, we will not look every man on his own things, but having a Christ-like nature, we will also look on the things of others, or that we will make sure that others are not lacking in any area of their lives that we're not lacking in. And so this is how it is to express a Christ-like nature. It's not about what we say we are as Christians. This is about who we are as Christians. So as we often like to remind one another, that the word Christian simply means Christ-like. And this is what Paul is speaking about when he says that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. This is the beauty of being a part of the body of Christ, thanks to God. That you are part of a community, that is, you have common unity with other believers who have embraced this like-mindedness of Christ. Oh, saints of God, imagine how sweet a fellowship it is to be a part of a community of believers who have the same love toward one another, who will extend the comfort of Christ's love to one another, who will come alongside of you to fellowship and commune with you in good times and bad times. And those who will not be seeking to outdo one another, but to outlove one another. Oh, saints of God, this is the idea that Christ had when he says, upon this rock, I will build my church. So we should do nothing out of strife or competition or for vainglory or to gain an advantage over one another. It's not to establish a reputation as someone great, but to be a servant of all. This is the mindset of Christ that we're seeing here as Paul expressed to the church in Philippi. And I pray in the name of Jesus that each and every one of us will experience that sweet fellowship of being a member of Christ's body among such believers. Those of you who may be seeking to come to know Christ better, to understand what the ministry and the message of his church is, this is a great insight for you today to know what Christ intended for us. And so we're thankful today that we have this example of Scripture that's given to us through the Apostle Paul. So let's continue to look at some of these things again. You can write some of these things down if you like. So if you're going to fulfill His love, His joy, Paul says, you be like-minded, and here's some of the ways that you should be like Christ in. You can write down the same love. Same love. The same love that Christ had for us, we should have for one another. And he says we should also be on one accord. Just as Christ says, I and the Father are one, we should be one. That is community, common unity, and of one mind toward each other. So the same love, being on one accord, and of one mind, are three things in which we can ask God, seek God, and measure ourselves against Christ's standards to make sure that we're growing in maturity toward that same mark in our lives. This is the same love toward each other, being on one accord, and being of one mind. We're on the continuum, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. So we should not be in competition with each other. We should not, again, saints of God, be trying to establish reputations above and beyond each other. So in order to combat the spirit of competition, he says we should be lowly in mind or humble. So you can write that down. Walk in lowliness or humility. And as you humble yourselves, bringing yourself down as equal to one another, you can esteem or lift up. Another word we use is we can edify one another. And in fact, we see here in Paul's teaching that he says, if you walk in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Here we go again back to that same teaching that Jesus gave, that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So when we walk in humility, we realize that we're no better than anyone else, but we're also no less than anyone else. We're equal to one another, and therefore that equality should be expressed in every area of life. Hallelujah. Today we're talking about developing Christ-like character. We're looking at the character of Christ through his life, ministry, and example. And so Paul here is writing about the things that we witnessed in Christ and the things that we should emulate or imitate. So as he says all these things, in verse 4 we see, let not every man look on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. We're loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. And then in verse 5 we get to our foundational text, the central thought for this message and lesson today is, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Paul says the things that I have described to you thus far is the mind that Christ has for us. And my encouragement, my exhortation for you today, my desire, my prayer is that we would let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise today. Yes, so as we see these examples, children of God, we can understand that being a Christian is so much more than what we say we are. It is actually who we are. And this is the example that the world wants to see. This is how the early church continued to grow, because the scripture says they saw the love they had for one another. What love? The same love that Christ had for us. They were exhibiting that same love toward one another. Being on one accord as Christ was one with his Father. People saw that being displayed through those who were identified as Christians. They saw they had one mind. There was no discord. There was no strife. There were no one living life better than others. But they esteemed each other as better than themselves. No one looked upon themselves. If you look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, you'll see this whole description of what Paul is talking about on display when it says that the early believers were all on one accord. They met daily for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship. The same things that Paul is describing here to the church in Philippi. And the same thing that I pray the Holy Spirit is making clear to you who are listening to this broadcast today. So this is the mindset that Christ had. This is the mindset that Christ displayed. This is the mindset and the expression of the Spirit of God. If we're in the fellowship of the Spirit, as we talked about in the Acts chapter 2, after the Spirit came upon them, Jesus promised that they would be His witnesses. That is, that they will be able to tell people of the expression of God's love, the expression of God's joy, the expression of God's peace and His mercy that He has for them. And that message and that ministry would bring comfort to those who heard it. It would draw them to become one with Christ as we have become one with Christ. Praise the Lord, saints of God. This is the beauty and the benefit of having a Christ-like character. I pray each and every one of us who identify ourselves as Christians will take a look at these examples that Paul has given us, take a fresh look at the examples that Christ has shown us in the earth through His life, His ministry, hallelujah, that we can emulate Christ, that we can let His mind be in us, as we saw it displayed in Christ Jesus. And Paul goes on to say some more things about the mindset of Christ that we should try to grab and imitate for ourselves. He says in verse 6, even though Christ was in the form of God, He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Somebody say equal with God. And this is why He wants that same equality among one another, for we are all children of God. God is not a respecter of persons. He does not love some people more than He loves others. He loves no one less than He loves everyone else. Christ died to save the entire world. All who believe in Him should not perish. All. Scripture goes on to say that God is not willing that any one should perish, but that all, A-L-L, that all should come to repentance. Why? So that they can experience this oneness with God, so that they can experience the same love that we have, so that they can be on one accord with God and know His perfect will, as we pray that we are on accord with God and obeying His perfect will. So Christ, Paul says, even though He was in the form of God, He did not think it was disrespectful to be equal with God. For He says, I and the Father are one, and we desire that you become one with us. We see in verse 7, Paul gives another example of how Christ displayed the characteristics with which He is encouraging the early believers to follow. He says, verse 7, but Christ made Himself of no reputation. He took upon Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. In other words, He became equal to us. He did not establish Himself as greater than us. He established Himself as equal to us so that He could show us the way unto the Father. This was the mind that Christ had, not as a supreme being over and above His subjects, but as someone who was equal to God, who came and took the form of humanity in order to become humanity, in order that He could save humanity from their sin. Let this mind be in you, saints of God, Paul says to the church in Philippi, and I say to you today, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say in verse number 8, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself. Somebody say He humbled Himself. And became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And as a result of this, we can see in verse 9 that wherefore, because Christ humbled Himself, because he became obedient to death, because he took no reputation for himself, because he took upon himself the form of a servant and the likeness of man, and because he did not think it was robbery to be equal with God, we see what happened in verse number 9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Hallelujah, thanks to God. And that is verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And verse 11, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Oh, thanks to God, if we can understand how to develop that Christ-like nature, how to identify the characteristics that was present in Christ that caused what happened in verse 9 to happen. You see, when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us in due season as well, thanks to God. So it's very important for us to understand the characteristics of Christ-likeness that caused God to honor him in such a way, where it says God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. Notice that Christ did not exalt himself. God highly exalted him because of his nature, because of his character, because of his servanthood, because of his obedience, because of his humility. Hallelujah. Because of the love that he expressed to us. Thanks to God, these are the same things that God desires in each of us who call or identify ourselves as Christian. How Christ-like are we if we're not exhibiting these characteristics? Having the same love, being of one accord and having one mind. I say what Paul says to the early church, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. So we see the example in this particular text, saints of God, of how the character of Christ was on display. This should be the character which we should display as well. If we're going to live lives pleasing and acceptable in God's eyesight, we should be Christ-like in our character as well, having same love, being on one accord, being of one mind, not striving or having vain glory, but being humble and esteeming one another as better than ourselves. Looking not on our own things, saints, but also on the things of others. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures that talk about Christ-like character that I want you to look at. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, where Paul says, be imitators of me, just as I am also of Christ. Another text I want you to make note of is found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. I want you to take a look at that scripture, which also talks about the one who says he abides in Christ ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. That is in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. So those are two more scriptural examples that I want you to pray and I want you to meditate upon as you identify the characteristics that Christ had in our lesson today. I want you to measure or examine yourselves. Scripture teaches us to let every man examine themselves to see whether they're walking according to the faith or not. So here's some great examples today from our lesson, saints of God. The character of Christ. May each and every one of us exhibit this character, that we become Christian and not just say we're Christian. So, saints of God, Father, we thank you. We bless you today for your living word. May your word take root in the lives of the hearers today. May the Holy Spirit help to people to search out and to find those areas of our lives that are lacking in your character. We ask for your help, Father, in developing a Christ-like character, having the same love, being of one mind, being of one accord, as you desire for us. And I pray that you would bless and prosper your people on this day. In Jesus' name we pray and we give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen.